Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Our next guest, Dr. Selwyn Mahone, hasn't spent a lot of time recently contemplating whether he is valuable or not. He is a disaster medicine fellow at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston. After Typhoon Haiyan hit the Philippines more than a month ago, killing nearly 6,000 people, injuring 26,000 more, Dr. Mahone arrived on the scene of a modern city, Tacloban, with its medical infrastructure nearly totally destroyed. Along with a small team of doctors, Mahone treated almost 1,400 people in a tented clinic near a badly damaged hospital. And he says that the medical work in the Philippines is just beginning.
Things are constantly evolving in the Philippines. When we got there, there were still a significant amount of people who had not received any medical care. They chose to remain in their destroyed home, which pretty much just looked like rubble. And they were somewhat disconnected from the regular roadways. It was very difficult for help to get to some of them. So what you saw were a lot of hungry, dirty, malnourished folks with wounds that they had not taken care of, and also were now getting respiratory illnesses, coughs, colds, even pneumonias, gastrointestinal, because they did not have clean water. Those who had chronic illnesses didn't have access to their regular medication, so their chronic problems were getting worse.
In many ways, the prolonged lack of treatment is a new kind of disaster.
It's unfortunate that when we talk about planning and preparedness, it takes a while often for the resources to get to people, even in the best of situations. And so what you see is the injuries that occur directly because of the event, whether it be something as violent as an earthquake or tornado or hurricane or typhoon, like in this case. And then eventually, after those injuries occur, you start having the subacute injuries, the infections, and the resurgence of all the medical problems that are brought on just by either not having medication or just the stress of the event that has exacerbated their normal medical problems.
What was it like in this tented clinic that you worked in largely in Tacloban, which is right next to, and I suppose there's an irony to that, a hospital that's severely damaged?
It was pretty grim. And oftentimes we would search through the rubble to find makeshift desks and chairs or stools or something so that we could sit or they could sit. And we would see those patients right there in the tent, right in the midst, in their communities. Sometimes we were fortunate that we would go to a community and they had standing structures who would like go into a school and we'd set up the clinic in there. And we most of the time did not have our normal complement of medication and equipment. But the need was so significant that almost anything that we did was valued and made a significant impact.
And you have to improvise in a situation like that, even with medical care and recovery. There's no script to it. You spent a fair amount of time in helicopters, right?
Initially, we went to the spheres that were close to the hospital. The further we ventured, the more difficult it was to get there because many of the roadways weren't necessarily capable. So we would have to helicopter in, and that itself was interesting.
From the air, and you're a disaster medicine fellow at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston, from the air, I gather you can really see the sense of randomness and, injustice, for lack of a better word, of how a typhoon will destroy one place, spare another, one island untouched, the other island completely devastated. You saw that.
Yes, it was humbling. I mean, it looked like a mighty hand just swept across, just smashing things as it went by. Some stood, some didn't. The issue with Tacloban was twofold in that not only was it a Category 5 typhoon, is that a storm surge followed, which Most of the times when we think of massive waves, we think of tsunamis that occur after earthquakes, but it's something similar. And so you have the injustice of this mighty wind that's followed by a bulldozer of water just coming through. I think a lot of the people who lived on the island had in some way been aware of typhoons. They felt that they could weather it. But the storm surge, I don't think they were prepared for that. And like one of the horrifying things is that in Tacloban, in order to prepare for the hurricane, a lot of the villagers were moved to a convention center. But when the storm surge came in, those on the bottom floor, many of them were killed. So hundreds of them were killed in this very same convention center. But I think they mostly planned for the typhoon and the storm surge. They couldn't fathom the severity of that.
I'm wondering, during this experience, if you asked yourself the question, and you've used the word grim more than a couple of times, if you asked yourself, I wonder if I'm really cut out for this disaster medicine business.
Well, this is my chosen field. I also deployed to Haiti back in 2010, and so I had some expectation of what I would meet. I didn't try to pre-think it, but the reason that some of us are drawn to disaster medicine is because, for me, it's the absolute purest form of medicine, in that I was trained as an emergency medicine physician and very accustomed to dealing with folks at the worst part of their lives in significant suffering. But even in the confines of regular medicine, there is so much what we call red tape and bureaucracy. There's the billing, the legal, all those different things. Whereas in disaster medicine, there is just the need. One human being in need requiring help. And they require food, they require water, and just my expertise happens to be medical care. And so we both meet in that very, very humbling time where we both can provide a service to each other. And there is no other requirement other than we do the best for each other as we can.
Dr. Selwyn Mahone is Disaster Medicine Fellow at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston, returned from the typhoon devastation in the Philippines. Dr. Selwyn Mahone, thanks so much.
Thank you.
More about the recovery efforts in the Philippines coming up. How lives can be saved in a disaster by remote control from a computer screen thousands of miles away. The miracle of geospatial mapping. That's coming up here on The Takeaway.